Roco's Rant.
Well, in 35 years in journalism, I've seen some pretty ordinary behaviour and some pretty shocking breaches of ethics, but few as appalling as what I read in the Daily Mail on Wednesday. When James Heard's apparent intentional overdose was first reported last week, we saw some unsavoury sights, namely TV crews camped out on the doorstep of the Heard family home. Some of us thought, though, naively as it turned out, that once the facts were established and once Heard's wife Tanya had publicly asked that they be given some privacy to allow him to recover, that might actually be the end of it. Sadly, we were wrong. On Wednesday, the Daily Mail, a proudly downmarket British rag that has spread its tentacles to this country and makes a nasty habit of ripping off other media outlets' work without attribution, sunk lower still. It had staked out the mental health clinic where James Heard is staying in order simply to snap some photos of Tanya delivering him his mail. Not only did it impinge once again on the privacy of a man clearly in his darkest hours, it blithely showed enough identifying features in the background for anyone to be able to easily establish exactly where Heard was convalescing. Whatever you think of Heard's culpability in the Essendon scandal, surely even those most scathing of him would concede that was completely out of line. What did the Daily Mail get from its stakeout? Some photos of Tanya walking to and from her car, along with the breathless revelation that she was wearing an elegant black dress and simple wedge shoes, her phone in one hand as she clutched at the mail in her other hand. Stop the presses. That was before repeating, almost tauntingly, the pleas for space and privacy Heard's wife had made last week. It was a disgrace, and I think a new low for journalism in this country. But what do we do about it? Well, I don't support the sort of vigilante activity some were suggesting on social media. You can, however, though, if you feel strongly enough, resist any temptation to read this obvious sort of clickbait or the Daily Mail full stop. You can make a point of not purchasing the wares of companies who advertise with them. And you can email, not the poor junior saps sent out on these sort of odious tasks, but the editors and managers who make them do it, knowing full well that they risk damaging further the mental health of people clearly unwell and quite possibly pushing them over the edge. As part of the media for a long time now, incidents like these leave me deeply ashamed of my own profession. And it's little wonder that we all end up getting tarred with the same brush. There's still far too many media who talk the talk about serious issues like mental health, but refuse to walk the walk when it comes time to draw the line between doing a job and simply showing the sort of compassion for those suffering that any decent human being would. Throwing a line in at the end of a story with contact numbers for Lifeline and Beyond Blue is a gesture, but if it's not supported by practical action, in this case simply backing off and allowing someone seriously ill to get better, it's nothing more than rank hypocrisy. As for the Daily Mail, well, frankly, I wouldn't wipe my bum with it.